Haystack Health Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Health Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Health Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, today, a little bit different guest for us. Normally, we have just businesses on, and but ever so often, we run across an organization that we would love for you to know more about. And today, we're going to be talking about night lights. Kristen Stedman is with us. Kenya Sandy is with us as well. And a few weeks ago, my wife and I, Victoria, we got invited to a dinner from Dr. Shane Stedman, which you hear on our show on Mondays from 12:30 to 1 with Integrated Health Systems. And his wife runs this organization called Night Lights. And boy, it was a real eye-opening evening to a lot of struggles that families are going through. So we wanted to bring that to our audience today. So with that, we will welcome Kristen Stedman. How are you?
Good. Thank
Good
you.
To see you. And Kenya Sandy. So, Kenya, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, Kenya. So, let's start with you. Night Lights. How'd that name come about? And then tell us a little bit about the organization.
Well, Night Lights is a respite care program for families that have children with special needs. We meet once a month at various locations throughout the Denver area, and they serve kids from ages 0 till they turn 12. The name was very interesting. When Kristen and I started 9 years ago coming up with this dream of ours, it just stuck with us. Something about happening at night and then these kids being the light of the world. So we put those two together and made Night Lights out of it.
Wow, very cool. And again, the evening a few weeks ago hopefully was a huge success for you.
It was.
You raised some good money and things. But it was nice just to hear the few folks that spoke and told about just what they go through. And many of us take things for granted with just life, being able to go out anytime you want with your spouse or sleeping or doing whatever. And so many things are taken for granted. So, Kristen, she mentioned 9 years ago. And so kind of give us the background of why you started it.
Sure. So as Kenya said, we started Night Lights almost 9 years ago. It'll be 9 years in March of 2020. And really, it just started out of my own journey of raising my two kids. I have a daughter who is 14 and typically developing in every way. And I have a son who is almost 11 and has pretty significant disabilities. So he has issues regulating his body temperature and his blood sugar. He's non-ambulatory, so he uses a wheelchair. He's non-verbal, so we're working with communication devices. He is 100% dependent on a caregiver. So every single need that he has, we have
Somebody
to provide for
to
him.
Yeah.
Correct. And it definitely wasn't part of my plan to be a parent of a child with special needs. Right. And it's a really, really hard road to go down. There's a lot of grief with it. There's a lot of appointments. You're trying to juggle both parents working full time and a sibling who's typically developing and has her own needs and wants, and then a kiddo with such complex medical issues. You know, we just started looking at different respite options, and in Colorado, there really aren't many. So Colorado ranks 48th in the nation for providing respite care, because you have to have somebody who's comfortable to take care of your child. So Kenya and I actually started looking at different respite care options to see what's out there, and it turns out there's not much. So we kind of launched this idea to see how it would work at our church, and it actually took off like wildfire. Turns out I'm not the only family who's facing this. There are lots of families who need respite care.
And sometimes you probably feel like that.
Oh, totally.
There's nobody going through what I'm going through.
Yes. Yeah. I think parents of kids with special needs typically feel more alone, more isolated. There are definitely more places they can't go, things that are not accessible to all of their family members. So we took that idea of just what I would want as a mom of two kids, one with special needs, one that's typically developing, and said, how can we create a night out for parents to just be able to drop their kids off?
Wow. And by the way, this is free of charge to the parent.
Correct.
Okay, because it'd be easy to set up a business, hey, for $100, do this, and people would probably do that. You'd probably many times write a check for $100 to have a free hour, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
And so this is a non-charge deal that they have done here. So we look at respite, and can y'all say this, and I think I told you guys at dinner that night, a few years ago we had a company on, and I was just reading a script, and I didn't even know that word. I mean, I didn't even know it. So I just said, well, let's talk about respite. And the guy goes, or respite. Yeah. So when we talk about respite, for those that aren't familiar with that term, what are we really talking about, and what does that mean to different people?
Sure. Well, basically, if you would look up the definition, it's going to be a break or period of relief for a caregiver. I think we talk a lot with Nightlights. Caregiving is different than parenting. Caregiving can happen with kids with special needs, can happen with a mother with Alzheimer's. It could happen with so many different areas of our life. And so these families that come to us, some of them are up 24/7 with their kids. They don't get that break. They don't get that time away. And so that basically definition, just some period of a break for them.
Right. And when you talk about relief, I mean, you can almost just say that word and it makes you feel a little different, because getting relief from something that's just so demanding. And I mean, you're talking emotionally, physically, I mean, everything in your body is going through this for your child.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So talk about the challenge just a minute. With having, you know, a child that, because boy, that's got to present its many challenges just in that, because you got one that's maybe athletic and sports, or they got the things that they love to do, and then they see probably some of the time that they would like devoted to them, devoted to the other one. And I don't know, jealousy is the right word, but I mean, their anger probably sometimes. I mean, if we're just being honest, okay?
Yep.
There's probably some just things of, you know, why this happened to me. I mean, so it's really a lot of probably family time and talks, right?
It is. It's tricky. It's a tricky balance to figure out how to meet all the medical needs of one child, but as well as all the social and emotional needs of that child, and then all of the needs of your typically developing child. So my daughter plays soccer for her high school, and she plays competitive soccer. And that alone is incredibly time consuming, but trying to balance that with all of my son's medical appointments, and those are just the things that are regularly scheduled. So when we have multiple ER visits and hospitalizations like we've had this year, it throws everything off. And it's really hard on the siblings, and it's hard on the child with special needs, you know, and the parents are just doing their best to just stay afloat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Again, I want you to check out nightlightskids.org. And their number, if you have any questions or want to find out more ways you can help, 720-339-7740. But I hope you'll go to that website and give. And we're doing something a little bit different. We're actually pre-taping this segment today, and going to be playing this today on our show on Haystack Help, and as well as next week. And so this is a time right now of several things. Being thankful, of course, Thanksgiving was just this last week. But yet today's the day, as we air this, that a lot of people are spending money, going on their computers and spending money. So I want you to think about this. Hey, could you give up something for yourself to help out a family? And this could mean a world to a family. So go to nightlightskids.org. And, again, give them some money there. And we're going to talk about some of the needs they have. But I can tell you, nothing takes the place of just cash, and where they can go out and get some specific things that they need. So I hope you'll do this today. And I know there's a lot of organizations out there, and you're going to be hearing a lot over the next couple of weeks, the different give days, all the different things. But you want to know where the money's going and how that money is used. And this is an organization that we know well, and can promise you that the money will be spent very, very wisely. So, Chris, when we talk about yourself and, you know, you guys living this, actually, when we talk about that respite care, I mean, why is that so important?
You know, a long time ago when we were going through some of the early diagnosis stuff with my son, I read this really interesting study talking about families, divorce rates, where there's a child with special needs. And one of the things that just always stuck out to me is it's not the diagnosis itself that causes havoc on the family. It's how the family deals with the diagnosis that could potentially destroy a family. So the divorce rates are really, really high with families who have kids with special needs, because it's so hard, because one parent, is doing a lot of the caregiving and may be working, and the other parent is most likely working one or two jobs just to make ends meet. And then you add the siblings in, and it creates this very stressful dynamic. And you would do anything for your kids. You would do anything. And so that's the parenting piece. But the caregiving piece is 24/7, like Kenya said. There are times where, you know, we have families whose kids don't sleep for 50 plus hours. So somebody has to care for them. So eventually it just starts to take a toll on you. And parents who have kids with special needs, they're more likely to be depressed, to have their own mental health issues, their own physical issues, migraines, stomach issues, eating disorders. It just creates a ton of physical and emotional issues with parents. So a break is important. It's necessary.
Right. Again, the phone number 720-339-7740 and that website, nightlightskids.org. So we'll get into this a little bit and then we'll come back after the break. But when we talk about all the different stressors, I mean, man, I just think my wife and I, mean, our kids are out of the house. So I mean, but it, I mean, life in itself can be just hard with just working. And you know, I don't care who you are or how much money you make, whatever. Everybody's, you know, trying to make ends meet, do some special things, have some fun in life. And so when you look at all the different stressors, when we come back from this break, I want you to talk about that a little bit, of just all the different things that you want to bring up of how that puts stress on a family as well. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant, with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Kristen Stedman in studio with us, and Kenya Sandy there with Nightlights. Once again, check out the website, nightlightskids.org. And don't check it out. Go in there and find the donate button and give some money today to help them out. 720-339-7740 is the number. And before the break, Kristen, we were talking about stressors. And, you know, when you look at all this, that you know, you just put a circle around you and Dr. Stedman, and your own personal walk, man, the weight of this just on you guys as husband and wife, one child to the other, then caring for the child. I mean, wow, a lot of stress.
It is a lot of stress, you know, and even on the best of days when everything goes like a well-oiled machine, there's just a lot of stress. We're up before most families are up on our street, and they all have young kids, because my son requires so much assistance in the morning to get him ready and to get him out the door. So that all by itself is stressful. And then you start to throw in things like the sibling being in sports or needing help academically or with friends. And then you pile on work and chores and all of those extra pieces on a good day. And then when you have a bad day where you have to make a sudden trip to the emergency room and your child is hospitalized, now you're trying to juggle who's with which kid, and it's really divide and conquer, and it's really, really hard.
Right. And, I mean, it's just like anything with a child, but especially with one that can't really verbalize what's going on. I mean, you're just trying to figure things out, and so are the medicals. Team, right?
Right, right. You know, I mean, There's a lot of times where the medical team says, hey, you're the parent, you're the expert. And we're like, I don't know what's going on. Your guess is as good as mine. So it's anticipating everybody's every need constantly.
Right. So, Kenny, let's talk about the funding side of this. And as I mentioned earlier, best thing people can do is go on and donate today to nightlightskids.org. But let's talk about the funding and ongoing donations and even Colorado Gives Day coming up.
Sure. Obviously, we are funded fully and strictly by donations. You can do that personally, individually, or you can do it as a corporate. You can do it monthly. You can do a one-time giving. Bottom line, we'll take your money. We want to keep loving these kids and serving these families. And in order to do that, we do have to raise money to keep our sites up and going.
Sure. Because if you look at just probably one evening, I mean, would either of you have a guess of how much money it takes just to maybe have one evening?
Probably about $400 an evening per a site.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that adds up very quickly.
Yes, yeah, it does.
For sure. So now Colorado Gives Day, Tuesday, December 10th. So let's talk about that, Kristen, and kind of how that works.
Sure. So Colorado Gives is a great opportunity to give to nonprofits in Colorado. If you go on the Colorado Gives webpage, there's a drop-down with all of the nonprofits. Obviously, Nightlights is on there. The reason it's so cool is because it's become this really big movement to see if each year, if the state can meet, exceed the donations given the previous year. So it becomes kind of this competition, which is really cool. And the interest rate, so the processing fee that the organizations would typically absorb, are lower for that 24 hours through Colorado Gives.
Right. So now we, Kenya, we said there's three locations right now, but we're hopefully growing into a fourth.
That is correct. Right now we have three locations, one in Littleton, one in Arvada, one in Parker. And in February, we'll be opening one in Brookfield. So we're super excited about that.
Okay. And boy, you can't imagine, man, how many people there are that could use something like this. So probably about every town, every city in the whole United States could do something. Is that kind of one of y'all's goals, just
absolutely.
To see how
absolutely
much you can grow?
We've
this?
Talked that's a big dream and goal of sure. ours is to possibly expand outside of Colorado, and it's a need everywhere.
Oh yeah.
No matter where you go, you're going to find this need.
Absolutely. Now, churches help you out a little bit, and so if you want to mention the churches.
Sure. So our Littleton site is at Waterstone Community Church. Our Parker site is at Southeast Christian Church. Our Vada site is at Four Seas Church, and then our Broomfield site is going to be at Discovery Church. And what's really cool about these churches, they come alongside us. Mm-hmm. They help us find volunteers. They donate their building in kind to us. So we really do work hand in hand and with those churches and provide the love and support that these families need.
Right. Once again, the website, nightlightskids.org. The number 720-339-7740. Hope you'll go on today. Don't wait for a special day to give. Just go ahead and do it today. And it's nightlightskids.org. So now, Kenya, let's talk a little bit about how Nightlights benefit and includes that sibling. Because we've talked about, first of all, would you say most families have a couple of kids and one is
yes.
special needs
yes.
and one is not?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have, I'm not even sure if I can even think of a family
that does not
have a sibling that, comes with them. And we have some families that have two or three children with special needs. So, when we started this, the one thing that was big for Kristen and myself was we want these families and these parents to really get that respite care. We want them to mm-hmm. drop both children off. If you can drop one and not the other, that's really not giving the care that, the respite care that those families need. So the typical developing sibling comes with, they can be there until they're 11. Once they turn 11, we transform them or train them to be our Bright Lights, which are our junior volunteer program. And at that point, they work hand in hand with our adult volunteers and play with the kids and really just loving on those kids.
Right.
Another thing that we find with families that have children with special needs and those siblings is those siblings don't get a break either. When they're at home, they're constantly caring for their sibling. And so this is a time like they get to come and they don't have to do that. They get to come, they get to have fun. They become friends with each other. They create their own support group. So it's really cool to see.
Sure. So we got time here for a couple of, hate to use the word stories, but I guess just a background on a few families that come to mind. So, Kristen, I'll let you go first. Maybe give us a couple examples of a couple of families that have been really impacted with Nightlights.
Okay. So when we started Nightlights 9 years ago, we thought that it would always be the families that were blessed and, just feeling like they were receiving this gift of respite care. We had no idea it would also impact the volunteers. We have a family who has four children. One of the daughters has special needs, and she was having quite a few medical challenges with her disability and a lot of surgeries. And her volunteer that she was pretty consistently paired with at Nightlights started asking questions about how can I get more connected with the family. And so this volunteer started going to the hospital when this little girl had surgeries and would take meals to the family and send flowers. And before you knew it, the volunteer was being invited to the birthday parties, and she just really became an additional piece of that mm-hmm. family's family. And she saw this little girl for the beautiful little girl she was. She didn't see her for her wheelchair and all of her medical complications. She just saw her for this beautiful girl. So I think it's stories like that that just are touching for us, because it's not just impacting the families, it's impacting the volunteers.
Sure. Kenny, do you have one
well,
that comes to
one
mind?
That comes to mind, we have a family, they actually ended up getting divorced, and really because they were having a hard time grieving what had happened with their family and the dreams they had for mm-hmm. their child that obviously had disabilities. And I love hearing them talk, because they really praise Nightlights. They get a night away where they can really work on their relationship and work on that to be there for the child with disability as well as the sibling.
Right. Because that respite care that we're talking about, that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of people, right?
Right.
I mean, there's so many things we take for granted every day, you know? So what are a couple of maybe fun things to end on a light note here? What are a couple of fun things that people have just told you? Here's my child. I'm going to go to bed or what?
Yeah. So we've heard it all. Yeah. Family, we've heard of parents going home and taking a nap, doing laundry, going Christmas shopping, spending the 3.5 hours at one of the liquor stores across the street from one of the churches, or just seriously grabbing takeout and sitting in their car in the church parking lot and just talking.
Yeah, just peace and quiet.
Yep.
We had a family that had pie nights. And that is exactly what they did. They went and had pie for 3.5 hours and talked.
Wow. So cool. Well, Kristen, I tell you, you guys have just done a tremendous, tremendous work here, and we're going to do everything we can to help you get the word out about this. And, boy, this is something that you never know. Like I say, nobody plans on this, and you never know when your life can be affected with a loved one or friend or whatever. So, and you know what? You find out that time what your needs are, and you don't know where to turn to and who can help. But if you know anyone in this situation, I hope you'll give them a call, 720-339-7740. But today is all about giving, and I hope that you'll go to their website, nightlightskids.org, and donate. Is it a one-time deal, or could they do a reoccurring thing where, like, you can bill their card every month, or how does that work?
Yep, either way. So there's different options on our website for how frequently they want to donate.
Okay. So hope you'll go on and give something special this year, and it'd be a great way to end the year and help out a great, great organization. So, Kenya, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Kristen, thank you.
Thank you.
Nightlightskids.org, 720-339-7740. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Trust your pet's care to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree for over 15 years. There are many reasons we love them, and it's great to have all of our pet care needs met under one roof. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, boarding, grooming, or obedience training, the friendly and experienced staff at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. As accredited members of the American Animal Hospital Association, you can rest assured that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center meets the highest standards of veterinary care. And they're a Gold Star member of the BBB and a member of HaystackHelp.com. Check out their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com as they share great insight on pet care. Lone Tree is open 7 days a week for your convenience. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
We'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Their phone number for that free consultation Dr. Stedman always allows us to give is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. And with that, we will welcome the good doctor himself, Dr. Shane Stedman. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How was Thanksgiving?
Hey, man, it was great. Victoria and I spent that in Seattle with her folks and sister and her family. And I tell you, it was quite chilly in Seattle, too. So we couldn't escape the cold, though. How was your guys, though? Everything good?
Yeah, it was good. Just, snow and ice.
Yeah,
a lot of snow.
Man, no kidding, no kidding. Well, hey, we just wrapped up a great conversation with your wife, Kristen, and Kenya there from Night Lights. And again, want to thank you guys for inviting Victoria and I to that dinner a month or so ago. And boy, great organization. So we're going to do all we can to help them.
That's awesome.
For sure. Well, you know what? Hey, some people might be having what we're going to be talking about today, just all the hustle and bustle of the weather and Thanksgiving, and now Christmas is just a few weeks away, and talk about migraines a little bit. And, you know, a few things I was looking up before the show today, and I just wondered, hey, are there different kind of headaches? And wanted to get your opinion on that. So would you say there are different classifications of different kinds of headaches people suffer from?
Yeah, there's different types of headaches, and there's even different types of migraines. And when you get into headaches, you'll hear, you know, people talk about like a suboccipital headache, meaning like a headache that's underneath like the base of your skull, like close to your neck. Some people get like trigeminal headaches, which is kind of the headache that will tend to like wrap up the back of your head, kind of into your face, into your jaw. And sometimes it feels like somebody's like stabbing you in the eyeball, you know, get right. Like ice pick kind of types of pains. You get like tension headaches, which feels like somebody, you know, put a headband, you know, around the top of your head and kind of squeezed it down. And then you get into your migraine headaches, you know, and within migraines you have, you know, kind of sometimes you hear like the words like classical migraines and things like that. The traditional migraines, you can get all sorts of different types, like ocular migraines and vestibular migraines, you know, migraines with auras and migraines without auras. So there's definitely, you know, when you get into this head pain business, there's a lot of different types of head pains that you got to try to figure out. But the cool thing is usually they kind of relate back to some kind of cause. So you're always trying to figure out, okay, what kind of headache is it? It might tell me where the, you know, where is it coming from?
Right. So, I mean, man, when you're sitting there and someone just talking about this, I mean, do some people say they have, you know, a headache like daily or several times a week? I mean, when should it become a concern to us?
You know, I think, that's a good question. I was going to start just talking, but, you know, that's a good question because I think there are a lot of people that will experience a headache. Every once in a while you meet somebody who's never had a headache, which is kind of odd, but everybody's had a headache of some sort, whether it be from like hitting their head, being dehydrated, stress, sleeping wrong, a long car ride, a long airplane ride, or, you know, something that's kind of kinked your neck or, you know, so you kind of hear that. And those are usually not a big deal. You know, somebody has like a hangover headache. Well, you know, obviously we know the cause, you know, so
right.
there's kind of those moments where you go, okay, that makes sense. Some women get headaches with their menstrual cycle, you know, so not to say that that's a good thing either, but usually if you start noticing, you know, weekly headaches or headaches that you're getting many times a week. Those should be concerns, because a lot of times we'll hear people when they come in with like headaches, they'll say, well, I used to get them like once a month, and then it was twice a month, and it was once a week, and then it was twice a week. And, you know, and now it's just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And that's kind of when they come into our office. But I think if people knew to go, you know, seek care sooner, that's the best idea, because you don't want to create a chronic pain type of syndrome, because those nerves, even their pain nerves, they want to be stronger and they want to be more efficient. So the more that they're being utilized, the more efficient they become. So then after a while, it doesn't take that much to set off a migraine. It could be simple stress. It could be simple blood sugar. It could be a simple, you know, head position is wrong. But now you're dealing with a chronic pain syndrome on top of headaches. So, you know, seek care sooner than later and try to find that cause, or, you know, it gets harder and harder the longer that people let it sit.
Sure. You know, some of the numbers I was looking at today, one stat I saw said nearly 42 million people in the U.S. suffer from head pain, and more than 36 million suffer from migraine headaches. And it said this can happen in men, women, and children. But like you said, it said women are three times more likely to have migraines than men.
Yeah, and I think a large part is due to hormones. You know, in women will tend to get those migraine events, you know, when they ovulate. So basically when they go from like estrogen dominant to a progesterone dominant cycle, you'll see that fluctuation in hormones will cause a migraine. And then a lot of other women will talk about it right when they start their cycle. You know, so again, you kind of get this shifting. It's almost like the change of the guards, you know, it kind of happens at ovulation and right when they start their cycle. So that's traditionally when you kind of hear about migraine headaches. So if you look at just hormone cycles, that's one thing that kind of gets women more than men, obviously. And then the other thing that you also see is like thyroid-based headaches. So you can have a thyroid headache, and those are usually headaches that are there when you wake up and they get better as the day goes on. Mm-hmm. And if it seems like more women have thyroid issues, if you just take thyroid and hormone cycles, yeah, that definitely kind of pushes the needle towards women more than men.
Right. So before we kind of get into how you diagnose and all, I mean, if some people say, well, how can I prevent them? I mean, are there certain steps, you know, that would be good for trying to just help preventing? And you mentioned one, probably sleep. Probably if we all got more sleep, we'd probably feel better. But what are a few things that you can think of that'd be good to help just preventing headaches or migraines?
I would say probably three, maybe I'll give four things. I agree. I think sleep is big. You know, and sleeping obviously on a good pillow, good mattress is critical. And people always ask me what's a good mattress and a good pillow. I have no idea, because everybody seems to like all different types for some type of reason. So,
sure.
You know, most mattresses have a, you know, kind of a 30 day or something like that. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's usually good to take advantage of those, but sleep is huge. If you can get some good sleep, quality sleep, you know, that's a great start. I think number two is eat some breakfast, you know, and I would say eat in general, but, you know, a lot of patients I've seen over the years that have headaches, it's usually due to a blood sugar issue. And a lot of them is they don't eat breakfast in the morning. And I know there's some people that do intermittent fasting, but if you don't eat first thing in the morning and your blood sugar drops too far, it creates a headache. And then you're kind of behind the eight ball
all day long.
And what I've kind of seen is that even if you pop off with a headache around 10 in the morning from low blood sugar, eating lunch doesn't make it go away. You know, and it's almost like it's there until you go to bed and sleep it off. You know, so there's a lot of times that people are like, well, I don't think it's food because I eat lunch and I eat this and I had a snack and I had this. I'm like, well, if you didn't eat lunch or breakfast, you probably set that into motion hours ago. So blood sugar is key to prevention. The other things I would say is stress. You know, you see a lot of stress causes a lot of headaches. People clench their jaw when they're stressed. Mm-hmm. They tighten their neck when they're stressed. They shrug their shoulders when they're stressed. Their body is tight. So I would say sleep, blood sugar, stress, and believe it or not, just drink some water. There's a lot of dehydrated people out there.
Sure.
You know, and I don't think drinking coffee counts for liquid, because, you know, it's a diuretic, which makes you pee more. So So there's a lot of dehydrated people. So I think those four basic things, I mean, that's kind of where we start off a lot of the times with some of the worst cases, like just get those foundations under control and then see where they go.
Right. So do you find that usually these migraines are tied into other things with any, you know, autoimmune things or sometimes are they just isolated and overall the person's pretty healthy?
You know, a lot of times they are isolated, which is kind of nice, but sometimes trying to find the cause of the migraines is a little bit of a needle in the haystack, you know, because it could be, I've seen migraines. Well, I had a patient years ago that her migraines were 100% related to wheat. So every time she had wheat, she would have a migraine for 2 days. So that was easy, but it took a little bit to find that. I had another patient that was injecting she would inject herself with medication for her migraines. And we kind of figured out hers was blood sugar. So we just changed up her, you know, her feeding and made sure she was eating more regularly. And that went away. So sometimes it's that simple where it could be blood sugar. Other times it's hormones. Other times, I mean, it's the stress. But if it's stress, you're trying to figure out where the stress is coming from. So I think migraines, knock on wood, can be easy, but it's only easy if you find that needle in the haystack for some people. And once you find it, it's like an on and off switch.
Sure.
That's what makes it really tough on migraines.
Right. So, you know, sometimes you hear about these people talking about a caffeine headache, different things like that. So are those real or are those just little terms that people came up with?
No, you can have withdrawal headaches. So, you know, if you drink, you know, let's say you drink, you know, 6 cups of coffee, you know, every day, and then you didn't drink enough caffeine, you can have a withdrawal, and then you get headaches that are more like in the frontal part of your head, so like your frontal bone above your eyes. And you'll see the same thing with, like, different types of caffeine. So I've heard of people that have withdrawals with, you know, just simply like iced tea or soda or caffeine, you know. So then you almost get in this rut where you got to have your caffeine all the day so you don't have a headache. So you can definitely have withdrawals. And by the way, you can have withdrawal headaches with certain foods like wheat and dairy. There's actually a withdrawal phenomenon with those foods as well.
Wow, really? Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So when we talk about treatments, I mean, I know, and one thing we love about you is, I mean, you're trying to find that cause. And, you know, if there's some natural remedies, that's always better. But then do you sometimes turn to supplements? And I'm just trying to think of all the things you can do before you have to turn to prescriptions and meds. So what are some of the things that you like to try?
You know, a lot of times we'll try, there's some homeopathics out there that I've tried every once in a while. I think they can be hit and miss, you know, because I think the cause, and this is what I think is frustrating about migraines too, is that, you know, if the cause for person A is blood sugar and person B is hormones, well, that homeopathic may work for that person, but not the other. You know what I mean? And I think that's what makes sometimes like supplements and the natural remedies a little bit tougher. But there are some things out there like they call like devil's claw or boswellia, white willow bark, which kind of act like your natural like ibuprofen and aspirin. So some people will load up on those to knock down the pain. Sometimes we'll try to give people some anti-inflammatories, you know, to knock down the pain. But, you know, usually I think when you get into these migraine events, there's not many things that are going to knock down a migraine that are natural. And I think that's when you got to resort to your, you know, your Excedrin migraines or ibuprofen or some of these medications, which I really don't like. But sometimes these pain systems are so, so tough and strong that you need something to break them that's sometimes stronger than some of your herbals.
Right. Dr. Shane Steadman's our guest. Integrated Health Systems is the company. Again, you can call them 303-781-5617 for a free consultation. So when you talk about, you know, different foods triggering things, and I mean, man, you look at all the difference with everybody. I mean, wow, diagnosing this and trying to figure out what foods trigger some of these headaches or migraines, man, that can be quite a chore.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's kind of where we, you know, I know on the show we always talk about like diet and, you know, and detox and gut health. And this was actually dealing with migraines back in, you know, several years ago. This is actually what pushed me over the edge, so to speak, to work on gut function. because we were doing a bunch of TV shows, you know, back in the day when I was with you with Haystack TV, and, you know, we were doing, you know, Colorado and Company, and, you know, so we were marketing a lot on migraines, and so we got loaded. We had so many migraine patients that I didn't know what to do, because we just didn't, we kind of got onto a backlog. You know, so I started telling patients, I'm like, well, let's just start by working on blood sugar, diet, hydration, and stress, right? So that's kind of what we talked about at the beginning of the show. I would say, well, just get started with that, and we got an opening in about 2 months, and we'll get you in. And people would come back, and they would say, wow, my headaches are doing so much better. Like, well, I didn't do anything.
Right.
You know, and so that's what kind of really led me down this path of trying to understand, like, how what food does, what blood sugar does, what gut function does, you know, all of those, because I was watching these people get better and I hadn't even done anything yet. So really taught me how much food and blood sugar and diet plays a massive role in a lot of conditions. And migraines, I give it credit to that condition for really opening my eyes to all that information.
Right. Hey, real quick before I break here, someone here at the station told me to ask you this. I told them we were going to talk about migraines, they said, what makes that pain kind of in your eye or in your forehead when you drink something cold? And then how do you get rid of that quicker?
So it's part of your trigeminal nerve. So the trigeminal nerve system, again, there's three different branches, why it's called tri. So it goes like you got one in your jaw, one that goes up into your head, and then there's a little branch that can actually go down into your neck. So when you light up that whole entire nerve, a lot of times you get that nerve pain that goes straight like behind your eye, and it starts referring into those like facial maps that are in your eyeball. So it just pounds, and it feels like, and I get headaches every once in a while. It feels like somebody just took a knife and just ran into your eyeball,
yeah,
you know, or into the side of your head. And it's that trigeminal nerve. So that's what's lit up. And so if you drink cold, it really aggravates it. And for some people, cold works, and some people hot works, but you're really changing that nerve and how it fires to hopefully calm down the pain.
And then what do? It goes away for a minute, and then we take another big swig of what we're drinking.
Yeah.
IntegratedHealthDenver.com is the website. Once again, the number 303-781-5617. We'll be right back with more of Your Health Matters with Dr. Shane Steadman.
You will regret not calling the police after your accident. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
It's one of those situations where you want to make sure that you're covering your own self. And we talk about harvesting the evidence yourself, getting pictures, getting recordings of things, and doing all of that. And that's important because sometimes the police get it wrong, but the majority of the time they get it right. And they're going to be trained to ask the right questions. Our public servants are there for that sort of thing, whether it's a small accident or a big accident. They're trained to get this information so that we can rely on it later.
Always call the police after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back with Your Health Matters right here on Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley along with Dr. Shane Stedman. Once again, their number, 303-781-5617. Just call, mention you heard Dr. Stedman here on Your Health Matters, and they will get you in for that free consultation. So, Dr. Stedman, when you're working with people on these headache deals, is this, I mean, I can imagine this is a process because they've probably been putting up with it way too long. I mean, is this something that you just try to get into some of these lifestyle changes with diet and sleep, exercise, all the things, and then you can kind of maintain a good program there? Or is it something that you can actually cure after a while? And I know that cure is a big word, so but can you make headaches just go away totally?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we've definitely made headaches go away totally. I think it's a possibility for sure. I think we got to be careful with the cure word, but I've seen time and time and time again, people become headache free, you know, and it's not every single case because it, you know, definitely depends on it. But let's say that somebody has a hormonal imbalance that's creating the headache and you get the hormonal imbalance under control. Well, then the headache is not going to be there anymore. You know, if somebody's sleeping on a poor mattress and you fix the mattress, well, their headaches are going to go away. You know, so there are cases, and I'm sure there's people listening to this going, well, it doesn't sound like he deals with, you know, the degree of migraines that I have, or mine are way more complex than just a mattress or a pillow or blood sugar. And I totally agree. You know, there are some really complex cases out there. And so that's what we always try to go into, is we're trying to figure out. It's not just a simple like, oh, we'll change your food and, you know, tell you to eat better and all, you know, miracles are going to happen. But you have to dig in and do a thorough history and try to figure out why do they have them. It could be a neurological imbalance. It could be a visual issue. It could be a jaw issue. It could be so many different issues. But you got to figure out, and you got to start somewhere by digging deep and saying, okay, when do they start? What makes it better? What makes it worse? What have you tried? What have you not tried? You know, where is it at? When does it come on? Time of day is huge on diagnosing.
Really?
There's a difference between like morning headaches and middle of the night headaches and after eating headaches and mid-afternoon, mid-morning headaches, even headaches during a menstrual cycle. You know, if you have headaches at the beginning of your cycle, mid-cycle, mid-luteal cycle, right before you start your period. I mean, these are all clues to help us understand why does the person have the headache. And no matter how bad it is, there's always a possibility of trying to figure it out and getting it better.
Sure. So when this article I was reading, it talked about, you know, men, women, and children. Do you see this much with children and actual migraines?
You know, with children, so when you're dealing with little kids, and this is a great piece for everybody to remember. So if you hear little kids talking about tummy aches, that can actually be an early sign of a migraine. So kids, like little kids, don't talk about migraines, but they'll talk about tummy aches. And then it seems right around maybe 9, 10, 11, you start seeing more of that shift towards the headaches. And what I've seen with kids, it seems mostly food related or blood sugar. Like kids just don't eat enough, or they wake up and they have, you know, they have something sugary, like a, you know, they have like some kind of breakfast pastry that has frosting all over it, you know, with their glass of orange juice, and then they head out the door, and then nobody can figure out why they have migraines. I'm like, well, they just pounded a bunch of sugar, no protein, and yeah, that's probably why they have a headache. Or the kid that doesn't eat breakfast, and then they eat, you know, lunch around noon, and all they had was, you know, a cupcake and a juice box and some chips and called it good. That's kind of what you see more in the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the consultation and what it kind of looks like then if someone comes in and their main complaint is headaches. Walk us through that process and how you handle that with just if they're really just complaining about headaches.
So the consultation, I'm trying to, you know, my initial thought in the consultation is trying to figure out which test would be the most beneficial in trying to diagnose the migraines, and where should we go next? You know, because there could be migraines, for instance, as blood sugar related or iron, somebody could be anemic, you know, so running blood work is definitely probably one of the most important pieces that we'll do, because if your thyroid's causing the headache, the iron, blood sugar, inflammation, those are things that we can pick up on blood work. you know, and then from there, you know, we'll try to dive in a little bit more just to see if there's something else we should kind of look into, or like do an MRI. You know, some people can have a headache because they have something going on inside their head. So we can do an MRI as well. So I'm trying to figure out which test do I need to run to kind of help diagnose the situation. And then we'll kind of discuss more of our examination, which will entail the neurological physical piece, because there could be a structural issue to the migraine. There could be a neurological component. We have an eye doctor in the office. There could be a visual issue. So we now look at eyes, and we have Dr. Terry Trinka, who does a lot with us in looking at eyes and vision. So it could be something simple like that, too.
Great. Again, it's Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com, their number 303-781-5617. And a couple of minutes left, and I want to get into this more over the next few weeks and getting into the first next year, too, because everybody's will be getting on that thought of getting healthier, eating better, and doing all the things. What are things that people, you would say, hey, you know what, get in right now and let's do this and try to get you on a good mindset and a good path even here before Christmas?
You know, I think before Christmas, you know, this is such a hard time of year.
I know.
it's so hard for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the mindset is, you know, to really, I think if you really were looking to make changes at the first of the year, you know, get in touch with us now, because it's so much easier to take this month. I mean, we got 4 weeks. We can take the next 4 weeks. We can do some blood work. We can do a workup. We can do a history. We can do an exam. We can do all of this work and have everything ready to go, so that at the first of the year, we can just pull the trigger. And I think if, you know, and this probably be great to say this every week, if people can do this month, that'd be great, because I'm not going to tell you to change your diet this month so you can go to your Christmas party and have eggnog and all the cool stuff. But at the first of the year, we can pull the trigger, make some changes. So we can work right now, get all this rocking and rolling so that life is easier. At the first of the year, you have a goal, you have a plan. Where everybody's trying to figure out what they're going to do.
Yep.
We already know what we're going to do.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Stedman, always good information. Appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to our next visit, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right. Take care, man. That's Dr. Shane Stedman. 303-781-5617 is the number. Again, folks, hey, it's a free consultation. Don't wait till the first of the year and start all the thoughts of getting on a better, healthy plan. Call them today. 303-781-5617.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.